welcome back to another episode of In the Rearview Mirror, a supernatural retrospective. We are your Hunter hosts. I'm Graham.
I'm Sierra.
And we're here to talk about more episodes of Supernatural. We are finally done with season 6, and we are moving on to season 7.
Yikes.
Big yikes, actually. So to start off with season 7, we watched Meet the New Boss, Hello, Cruel World, and The Girl Next Door. So I feel like there was just a lot in these episodes. I don't know. There was just a lot.
These episodes, I swear, we were just like, how many episodes did we watch? 6? There's only like 2 episodes. We're like, there's another one we gotta watch?
Yeah, yeah.
There's a lot that happened.
And I remember a lot of this that happens because this is what I've been like kind of waiting for, was like the whole God cast and
Leviathan?
And then the Leviathans. So, like, I kind of remembered these few episodes because I feel like I rewatched these a lot. So, I don't know.
I didn't.
Yeah, I did. I liked Godcast. He was fun.
For 10 seconds.
For 10 seconds, and then he wasn't fun anymore.
Like, rewatch a season 7, am I right? Ay.
Yeah, seriously. Anyway, so I really like that. I feel like this is the first season that we cut to right where we left off.
Besides, like, 3 and 4.
What are you talking about, 3?
Didn't we in 3?
I don't think so. No, I'm talking about, like, right where we left off.
Okay, I guess you're right.
Because if you think about it, like, you had said that in season, like, 2, when they get in the car accident.
Maybe, sure.
And 3, kind of. No, I'm talking about, like, right, like...
4,
like,
4 did.
Like, when I mean right where we left off, I mean they didn't reset. They filmed this when they were filming season 6.
Right.
And then they moved on to 7, because why would you not film that part in there? That's what I'm saying.
They only did that in 5 for Lucifer Rising.
So we get God Cass. I feel like this is one of Castiel's many hats that he does. We get different versions of him a lot.
Many forms of Cass.
Because, yeah, that's what happens. And he's just being God, and he wants to go around and destroy the world. Well, destroy sinners or people who are unloyal to him.
Right.
But I do like that he's just like, bow down to me. I'm your lord. And Bobby knows when to fold. He definitely is just like, okay, let's get on our knees. Let's come on, boys.
Boys.
Let's not piss him off any more than he already is.
Which is pretty pissed off.
And I was kind of sad because he's like, no, don't do this. And then I was like, oh, Cass, are you going to be like, you're my comrades. You don't need to kneel. And he's like, you don't mean it.
Yeah. He's like, what's it matter? You don't even mean it, or whatever he says.
I was like, geez, Cass. Like,
okay. Because we're like, ah, of course, friends. And he's like, nope, you don't mean it. And I'm like, okay, never mind, not friends.
Mm-hmm.
Still the whole God thing. Cass is a little too powerful and a little too perfect for me right now.
Well, I like that even Dean's just like, come on, Cass. The entire time, Dean is, come on, Cass, you can work this out.
Yeah.
Like, you can turn yourself around. He just keeps doing this. Kind of like, this reminds me of Sam.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, let this whole thing go. And then even Sam, okay, I did really like that even Sam was, like, trying to help Cass and was just like, come on, man. And Cass just like, you have nothing to say to me, Sam. You stabbed me in the back. And I was like,
that was fair, though.
Fair. Yikes. And even Cass, well, God Cass, even says, like, you know, the old Castiel's gone. I am not that person anymore. And he was kind of just that whole thing of, like, listen, we were friends kind of once. Well, he puts it as, you were once my favorite pets.
Yeah, Cass does say that.
But then he also goes to say, is like, and now you bit me and now you deserve to die. He's like, well, more of just like, I'm going to give you this one warning. You stand down or I'm going to kill you. Yikes.
Yeah. Well, because Dean's like, so what then? Kill us? What's your plan here? Mm-hmm. And he's just like, not right now. But he could, Dean, if he wanted to.
I mean, yeah, but I don't know. I just thought it was really interesting that Sam and Bobby are just like, okay, we have to figure out how to kill this thing now, or like figure out something. And Dean, I feel like this entire time was just trying to get through to Cass. Come on, just put the souls away and like all is forgiven. Like, it's all fine. He did that with Sam all the time. And I'm just like, that's pretty profound to be like, we know you. Just,
I know you're in there.
We'll forgive you. We'll figure it out. It's kind of fine. Even though the last time Cass really talked to Dean, Dean made it very clear that he was just not gonna trust him anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And that, like, you know, this relationship that they've had is gonna be changed forever. And like, Dean, yeah, won't trust him or talk to him or everything. But Dean right here is just kind of being like, listen, I will forgive you.
So just kidding.
Yeah.
Stop.
I mean, and I do believe that. I think Dean is just like, listen, we're done with this. I understand. Come on, man. Like, we'll figure it out
too
together.
Far. You made your point. Let's stop. He doesn't, though.
Mm-mm.
So he abandons them in that warehouse or wherever it is they are. And Cass goes back to heaven to talk to his brothers and sisters who rebelled.
Slaughter?
Yeah. Talk was in air quotes.
Yeah.
That was not great. He's super weird now. He's saying stuff like, you know, you need a firm hand. You need a father. I'm your father now.
Yeah.
He literally is just like, look at me. Look at me. I'm the captain now.
Yeah. Well, I wonder if... See, I think that from The Man Who Will Be King, Cass was just like, I was prideful, I was arrogant. He says that. And I think that was just amplified by like tenfold, 100 million fold, actually. Sure. Because now he thinks, oh, it worked. I am this thing. I can be this prideful being and everything. And yeah. Also, I think we brought up the whole fact that human souls would be one thing, but you're having like corrupt souls from purgatory that are like monster souls. So I was curious to know if that applied here to say that.
That would like affect him?
Yeah. Well, they don't say it. I believe that, but I think that's a fair point.
Because
I feel
like if you had human, cannon.
Yeah, because like why else would he act really, really, really crazy, I feel like.
So if it had been like he took in souls from hell, would it have been worse?
Yeah.
Maybe. Something to think about.
Also, I feel like the entirety of this first episode goes by for a few minutes. I feel like the whole first few of these episodes go by so fast, like in their time. It's been a few months because Dean like is fixing the car this whole time because he was just like, I'm gonna do one thing because I don't know what to do about Cass. I'm just gonna fix baby because this is what I know how to do. I'm gonna fix baby. And then like you just see this progression of him fixing baby the entire time.
Right.
And I feel like it would take him some time. I don't think it could maybe take him at least a week.
It's definitely taken him a few weeks because then they're tracking Cass's.
Yeah, and that's why I say that like
all over the country.
Yeah.
Dean, by the way, Dean is so upset. He even yells at Bobby, you know, he apologizes, but like you said, he's like, I'm just gonna focus on fixing baby because it's what I can do. My brother's crazy. I think he's crazy. He's saying that he's fine, but I don't believe it. Mm-hmm. He's crazy.
His best friend has abandoned
him. His bestie is dead. Yeah, basically.
Literally. They might have to kill him.
Yeah.
It's the whole thing with Sam all over again, where John's just like, you're going to have to kill him. And then Dean's like, I can't do this again. I can't just keep killing my family because they're going dark side.
Yeah, and he's not having it right now. Cass, on the other hand, is having a great time.
Yeah, slaughtering a bunch of, like, sinners.
Sure. Yeah, he does. He goes to that church. That guy's being the worst, you know, homophobic, the huge.
What did he say? He said something that, like, it was, like, one of those bonkers things. You know, they're ruining our weddings and funerals. And you were like, okay, get the weddings, but funerals? Like, the gays can't die peacefully?
I'm like, dude, somebody died. Like, calm down.
Like, it was just so weird.
Yeah, that was not cool. And then, of course, Cass pops in. He's like, who says you speak for God? He's like, and the guy's like, who are you?
He's like, I'm God.
Like, me? I'm God, idiot. God. And then Cass, he says it. He does it. He says the line. He says, I'm utterly indifferent to sexual orientation. And then he calls him out for being a hypocrite. You know, he's just like, maybe think about where your genitals have been recently, buddy. And everyone's like, oh, what? What? And then he kills him, murders the hypocritical homophobe. And then he changes the stained glass from the, like, Jesus, I think it was, into him.
Yeah, I think it was Jesus.
It's probably Jesus. Usually they stain him in glass.
Yeah.
And then he disappears. Mm-hmm. And that is the beginning of his
God venture.
I'd call it a rampage.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Sam is having horrible hallucinations.
Oh, no.
I loved how they were shot. Sierra, you even brought it up. You're like, look, I'm so smart. They're doing the canted angles. And I'm like, yes, they are doing the canted angles.
I want to clarify. I did not say canted angles. I'm not that smart to remember that they're called that. And you were just like, yeah, those are canted angles. And I'm like, yay, canted angles.
They're where they like turn the shot kind of sideways or whatever. And they did it so well. They kept going like back and forth, which I feel like is kind of nauseating, but it worked so well here.
It's unsettling, and you should be unsettled.
Yeah, that's why they do it. They do it to just kind of unsettle you because it leaves that eeriness. So usually people will do a canted zoom. It's just kind of creepy. It's unsettling because everything's just off kilter, and so you're just like, what is going on? And they kept doing that for a lot of Sam's hallucinations, or if they were zooming in on Sam, they would just do it off a little bit, and it definitely gives you that sense of something's not right.
Something's not right.
Also, to be fair, his hallucinations are very valid. I feel like if I would be very terrified if I went downstairs to go get like a wrench or something, yeah, and then all of a sudden he's just like, there's like meat hooks and there's red and it's just
and he's all just like, oh my god, like got the wrench or whatever, is ready to beat someone to death with it. Father comes down and is like, bro, what's taking you so long? Like terrified in the corner, ready to like murder someone. So I was like, you all right, son? God, poor Sammy's like, yeah, I'm good.
I know, seriously. He's like, yeah, I'm fine. Bobby's like, oh, okay.
Hallucinating, but I'm fine.
Crowley is also in this episode, which I definitely did forget. I did not know he was in this episode at all. That was like the one thing that I totally forgot. But it makes sense because Cass is like looking for Crowley because...
No, he never lost him.
Oh, yeah. I did actually enjoy that. He's like, oh, you finally found me. He's like, no, I never lost you. I did think it was weird. I thought we were about to go in some weird trailer or something. And I was like, oh, there's warding. It's not good warding, apparently, but it was warding. And I do like that Crowley's just like sitting there in this sad trailer that I feel like he's like, why do I have to live here? I can live the life of luxury and I could just be stuck here.
Not when Cass is hunting him down.
Yeah, seriously. But he can still get his whiskey, though, which is nice.
That's good.
But I do like, see, again, Crowley is just so smart. He plays all the angles. He plays to win. He's like, okay, boss, whatever you want. Please don't kill me. Well, at first he was just like, just kill me. Get over with. And yeah. Then Cass is like, I'm not going to kill you. And he's like, you, huh? No?
I have plans for you. And he's like, oh, so you're my boss now? Cass was like, uh-huh. He's like, great. Sounds good. What's my first assignment?
Yeah, seriously.
Because Crowley's not stupid. Crowley is the only person in the show who's not stupid.
Mm-hmm.
He's the only one. He never underestimates the Winchesters, and he's always looking out for his best interests and knows, like, when to fold them.
And I mean, it makes sense for him because Cass is like, I'll send you some souls down there. Well, and it's really sad because I think Cass thought that being God was going to be less punishment, but then I think he realized how corrupt the world is, which actually makes me really sad that he's, like, a small child that thinks the world is a happy place, and then you finally see it, and it's, like, really shitty.
Except for, like, a couple of people. But it turns out, like, the majority of people are terrible. And Cass is like, I have so much work to do now.
Yeah, and so he's just like, you know what? Some of these souls need to go in hell. You'll take over, right, Crowley? And he's like, okay. I mean, again, Cass is pretty smart to be like, yeah, I'm gonna keep the king of hell as an ace in my pocket. Why would I not?
Well,
he's terrified of me. So now I control heaven and hell? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It's a smart move.
Mm-hmm.
Cass is smart. That's not what we're talking about here. But it's pretty bad right now for Cass. Pretty intense. Too much power.
Well, too much power to the point where his vessel is breaking too. Badly. Yeah. Which, funny enough, I feel like at the time I did understand what was happening to the point of like thinking back when Nick's vessel wasn't holding Lucifer.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, yeah. Like, no duh. Obviously some rando vessel couldn't hold all this power.
Can we talk about that for just one sec?
Sure.
Bruh, Jimmy, you've got an insane vessel.
I know. I literally was thinking that though.
Most people couldn't contain a single archangel. Dude's got millions of souls.
Well, I wonder if it's like, I don't know, because Cass made it seem like he needed all those souls to beat Raphael because Raphael would be too powerful.
Yeah.
So I wonder if maybe that's the total amount. And you think about it, Nick did last for a very long time. He wasn't doing so hot.
No.
Oh, no. And then I think even Lucifer was like, yeah, he keeps rebuilding him. Even Cass said like, oh, I'll just keep rebuilding him.
I mean,
like, it's fine.
I mean, yeah.
So I think it's the whole power aspect of it, but I think all the souls would be lost if he just like exploded.
I'm so impressed because Balthazar was like, dude, you're gonna explode. Like, no way.
Yeah.
I think Jimmy was able to keep it together for like a little bit while Cass got his bearings and then just continued to heal the vessel at all times. I'm impressed.
Yeah, I guess I am too. This episode was so weird because I'm thinking they're just trying to like figure out what to do, and you're kind of in this weird limbo of watching the season premiere of what is happening, what is going on, where are we going with this? This seems like a series finale thing that's going on with Cass.
It's just like one long season finale.
Yeah, it's like it was super odd. So the boys are just kind of like, I don't know, what are we gonna do about Cass? And Dean keeps changing his mind.
Does he?
He like tells Bobby one thing, like, yep, we're gonna kill him. I don't know what we're gonna do about it, but we're gonna kill him. And then like all of a sudden Bobby's like, okay, let's go kill him. And then Dean's like, no, we can't kill him. He'll come around to it. I'm like, what do you mean he'll come around to it? Dean, we have to maybe get rid of him. We have to figure out a way maybe to like figure this stuff out.
Dean's entire objection was like, it's God. How are we supposed to just kill God now?
I know.
Which is very valid. That's a very valid point.
Like, I literally think Dean's just like, it's fine. He'll get it out of his system.
He's just waiting for Cass to come around.
Yeah, literally. The whole entire time, I think he's just like, come on, it's Cass. He'll get over it. Like, he'll get over it. Because, I mean, if you think about it, I think that's what happened with Sam. Yeah, I don't trust him maybe, but I think he'll get over it. And I think we'll get better. But
I don't know. It's kind of... Well, Sam does bring up a point. He's like, oh, we could talk to him. And Dean's just
But Dean's also not having
Dean's like, dude, we can't talk to him. Like, he betrayed us and used us. And, you know, it's like, you broke your gourd like it was nothing, whatever he says. He's like, there's no reasoning with Cass. But that's just because Dean doesn't want to go talk to him again. Makes him sad.
I wonder if Dean just doesn't want to, like, deal with the situation at hand. And kind of when, like, John told Dean that he has to kill Sam. Kind of like, yeah, I'm going to just kind of ignore this. Kind of see what happens. And maybe if something really bad happens, we'll deal with it. But I don't know. Maybe not. Well, and then even like when Dean's fixing up the car, right, you kind of hear what he's killing and he's just like, okay, like bad church groups are being found. And the police even said like, oh, now we're reviewing other church groups to find a lot more like crime. in it. So I kind of think Dean's just kind of like, I mean, these aren't great people. It's fine. Cast it down the flipping KKK. And Dean's like, ah, oh, okay, about time.
Can't argue with that.
Can't argue with that. Yeah. Like, fair. Why not? And so I think Dean's just kind of like, oh, okay. Like, he knows what's going on, but he's just, I don't know. Like, he's gone off the deep end, but like at the same time, I don't know.
He's still doing weird cast stuff.
Yeah.
But in like a, he's still doing cast stuff, but in like a weird way. And also, he's like as powerful as God now, so how do you kill him? Mm-hmm. So, like, just, we'll see how it goes. Mm-hmm. Play it by ear.
Well, yeah, I think that only Bobby and Sam pushing him to say that we gotta figure this out is when he figures it out. Well, they summon Crowley again.
Crowley's pissed.
Well, yeah, he would be. He's like, I'm not fraternizing with you. Like, get me out of here. Get me out of here.
He's like, he will murder me just for being summoned here, okay? Let me leave.
Yeah, because he's like, I'm not trying to do my new boss. Also, I like that he drops the boss thing. And everyone's just like, oh, whatever. And Sam's like, oh, whoa, back it up. Boss? Who's your new boss? And he's like, Castiel. Duh.
Are you serious?
I'm not trying to get him angry.
I mean, smart.
And I'm pretty sure the only reason why they summoned Crowley was to get a spell because, you know, they're going to summon death, which I forgot again. But what you going to do?
Right.
And I do like that, you know, like they're just like, yeah, you know, Lucifer did that. And Crowley's just kind of like, yeah, Lucifer did this. And Sam's like, it's just a spell. Just give me the spell.
Spell's a spell, bud.
Yeah, give it to me.
Lucifer can do a spell. I can do a spell.
I do like that he does just UPS the spell to him, though.
On a goddamn post-it note,
how
too.
How else?
I don't know. I just thought it was funny. That's the best way to do it, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Crowley explores all avenues of communication. This is why he's the smartest one in the show.
I feel like I was really confused when they were trying to summon death, because why did they stay in that family's house? Why didn't they leave?
They already had... Listen, they were already caught. Might as well just tie them up, and then the couple can realize this is way bigger than anything we've ever understood ever before in our lives, and so we won't call the cops or anything. I mean, death himself shows up, and then so does, like, God now.
Well, I did think it was...
call the cops and be like, so some guy stole my lightning rod thing and then broke it up and then summoned literal death and also God?
Well,
and they had an argument and then left?
I got really confused because I thought he was summoning Cass at first, and then I was like, oh no, it's death because he bought the burgers and fried pickle chips, right? And I was like, oh, LOL, Dean being super smart. But, dude, I think this whole conversation with Godsteel and death was, I was living for it.
Oh, it was so good.
It was
good.
So funny, because he's just like, ah, yes, pesky little things, aren't they? And Godcast is like, mm-hmm, they're very, very annoying.
They're very annoying. God's like, you know who's more annoying? You.
You, I know.
You're an idiot, and we wouldn't be in this mess.
I know.
You were so stupid.
Well, I thought it was funny because to me, also, this is so funny if you think about it. Dean literally tells Death just, hey, we need you to kill God. And he's like, excuse me? God? And he's like, you think I can do that? And Dean's like, well, yeah, like you told me. But Death actually thought he meant God, like God TM. And he's like, why do you want me to kill God? This is so random.
Maybe.
Because Death even says, he's like, you're not any God. You're just an amped up angel. That's all you are. You're just a stupid angel who has all these souls in them. You're no God. You'll never be God. And so I think it was just funny that brief moment where Death is just like, you want me to kill who now?
Death is not impressed at all with God Cass.
No, he's not.
He is not. He just, you know, they're children and you're a child and you're all the worst. Get me off of this planet. He's literally says, just like, I want to go to a different planet.
I know.
This one sucks.
Because he even says, like, I know God and you are not him.
Ooh, a roast. And then, of course, Cass is just like, I'll show you. And then he doesn't kill anybody. We all thought they were going to kill him.
I did really like that Death was chained to Dean for like a half second.
Yeah.
Because I don't know why you thought this was a good idea.
Like, Death too.
Well, because he literally was so angry that Lucifer chained him up. Yeah. That's why Dean got the horseman ring in the first place, because he's like, unbind me or there will be hell to pay. And now all of a sudden Dean comes in and he's like, excuse me? You have the nerve and audacity to bind me?
Dean's like,
I brought you chips.
I have, there's snacks. You think you can appease me with snacks? And Dean's like, please. Cats out of control. Please help.
Also,
I'm so sorry.
I do really love that Death is talking to Dean, and like Dean looks over for Sam and Bobby for help, and they were like, no, you can talk to him.
What is this? This was your idea.
Dean
says something like way over the line, and he looks at Bobby and Sam, and they're like, oh my God, he's gonna kill you.
I know, seriously. That's why I'm like, Dean, what did you think was gonna happen? As soon as you unbind him, which you're going to have to unbind him at some point.
All right.
he's going to kill you.
Right. It's, you've been nothing but a pain in his ass. Why would he keep you alive?
Why would he do this? And so I just thought it was just so funny.
It was bold.
And then Godcast immediately breaks the chains, which I was just like, oh my God, death is coming after you. But I think it was just so little enough that death is like, okay. This is more annoying to you now because you have to deal with Cass. I'm just going to sit back and watch all this unfold, and I'm going to eat my chips, and yeah.
Nice pickle chips, by the way.
I know, seriously.
As he's leaving, they're like, okay, as they just literally have their brush with death, okay? Totally almost die because they bound him like idiots, but somehow it worked out for them. I think this is one of their stupidest plans to date.
I know. I did feel really bad though, because in the moment, Dean is just kind of like begging kind of death at this point. Just kill him then. Like, yeah. I'm sorry I binded you. Like, I'm sorry, but you wouldn't have come here if we summoned you. Just kill him because you have the power. That's all we're asking.
You,
like,
told me.
This will
so.
Set it. This will set it right. I'm sorry we didn't realize about the souls. You tried to tell me. Like, oh, and even yeah. Death says that. It's just like, I tried to tell you. You didn't catch up in time.
Dean's like, you should have told someone smarter.
Yeah. Like, I don't know what to tell you. Oh, I think that's what he says. He was like, okay, well then maybe just don't sugarcoat it, or like, don't sugarcoat it and just tell us outright next time. And looks over at Sam and Bobby, and they were like, oh, what did you do? Like, why are you like, sassing death?
Okay, sassing death, not a good idea, Dean.
But I thought it was really sad because he's just like, kill him. Mm-hmm. And Cass looked over at Dean so heartbrokenly, kind of like, I think Cass inside, like the old Cass, was like, oh shit. I know Dean wants me dead, but I didn't think it hasn't been
he
like.
He wanted me dead and yeah. was buying death to murder me.
Yeah. To the point. Well, yeah. And to point. It's one thing if he had talked about it and like you're like, oh yeah, we have to kill you. We have to get rid of you. But it's another thing for him to be like, you need to die, Castiel. And he's like, whoa, I just realized this is not good. And Cass kind of starts on going in a downhill spiral after this.
Yeah, desperate to prove himself that he made the right choice at that, what is it, campaign office mm-hmm. he pops into. Which, if you're wondering, if you forget this part of the episode, he does not prove he made the right choice. He proved he made the wrong choice because he blacks out and slaughters the entire office.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think, too, that Cass really just wanted to help the world. He wanted to be a good god. He wanted to be the person, because he's tried to give the angels free will, and he does say that, like, you need a firm hand, and as horrible as that is, he's like, okay, but you need someone to lead, you need yeah. someone. And I said this to you, Sierra, for someone that later happens in like season 13, mm-hmm. this is where he has learned to coach that person.
Sure.
So, like, I think that Cass has learned a lot from here. He's trying to be a good god, and he's trying to be good, and he thinks he knows what that is, but mm-hmm. it's just not working out in his favor.
Right.
And I think now he realizes once he starts spiraling that I don't make a good leader. I'm good at following orders.
It's too much power.
Like, I kind of am a good leader, but, like, I need someone to keep me in check, like the Winchester. So I'd be like, hey, I have this plan, and the boys would be like, okay, that sounds good. Or like, let's tweak a little bit. Or like, that sounds like a shit plan. Like, whole, kind of something.
What is it called? Like, checks and balances system?
Yes, yeah, exactly.
And like, the government kind of that thing. It's like, checking in with someone. I was like, hey, Dean, does this plan sound good? And Dean will be like, yeah, man, sounds good. He'll be like, no, it's the worst plan I've ever heard in my life.
Yes.
Don't do it.
So I think this also just kind of...
Well, which he did, and I guess he didn't listen to Dean.
Yeah, so, well, because also he didn't tell Dean, though, so...
Well, yeah, but then they get there, and he's just like, definitely, this was a bad idea. Please. Let the souls go.
Well,
he's
also like, nope. Like, it was like way past the point of no return.
Already did it. Well, it's not, but it kind of was for a little bit.
It definitely was for past point of no return for Cass telling the boys. And I also like, see, I think this is so weird because Dean this entire time like, can't kill Cass. Not gonna talk to him though, because even Sam's just like, maybe we should just pray to him. Maybe we could just ask him. Like, maybe we could do this. Because mm-hmm. Dean kind of just gives up. And again, Sam's just like, we're not gonna even try anything. We're not mm-hmm. gonna do anything. Because Death pretty much tells the boys, get the souls back in there. That's how you save him, or that's how we could really get out of this.
Yeah.
And Sam's just kind of like, you're just gonna lie back and take it, and you're not gonna do anything. Like, you're not gonna even try. And Dean's like, what are we gonna do? We can't do all this stuff. And again, Dean doesn't want to kill Cass, and then his excuse is it's God.
He also doesn't want Cass to kill him, because even though it's God Cass, it'd still be like Cass killing him.
I know. And so, and this is just funny going forward for later on in Supernatural, because I'm just like, this doesn't happen anymore. Dean doesn't really give up regardless of the big bad. I think they get depressed about it, but in the end they're like, well, we have to do this, because who else is going to?
I guess fair.
I'm just saying it's because it's Cass. Because I think Dean's just like, I don't know what to do about this.
Of course, this being Cass absolutely 100% makes the situation completely different.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely.
But Dean just doesn't want to talk to Cass, but Sam, I was kind of surprised, prays to him.
Oh my God, so cute.
And I think, honestly, now, why Sam is kind of not rooting for Cass, but maybe he's trying to see more on his side, is because I think Sam sees himself in Cass.
Absolutely, 100%.
Because this is exactly what Sam was trying to do.
Yes.
This is literally a Sam. Yes. Him going off the deep end, him doing all this, just him holding all this information. It literally is.
110%.
Yeah. Where before, he was kind of jumping down Cass's throat to be like, well, it doesn't matter. He was a bad angel. He didn't burn Crowley's bones. La, la, la. He can't be trusted. Ah. Mm-hmm. But now he's kind of like, but now I know everything. And I understand why he did it. And like, mm-hmm. I think Cass is still down there. I think we just have to reason with him. Because again, I think Sam knew because he went off the deep end. Dean could reason with him. Somewhere down there in like primal, he could get through to Sam and be like, this is not how we should do this.
That's true. I love his prayer too. He's like, I still think you're one of us deep down. Mm-hmm. You know, let us help, please. We want to help you. Mm-hmm. We don't care that like this is what you're doing. Like we want to help, please.
Yeah.
Cass.
I was really surprised that Cass actually came. He does. He's like, I heard your prayer. And Dean's like, excuse me? But then he's like, I need help. I've done messed up.
He done messed up. Yeah, his little face. Oh my God. I'm like, my baby is back. His face was all contorting.
I know.
Which, by the way, Misha, great job. Oh my God. He's so unsettling. Great job. He was so shook when he stood up in that office and like everyone was slaughtered.
Yeah.
And the whole, what is the camera thing they do where it's just like a fishbowl kind of effect?
The fishbowl effect?
Is that what it's called?
I mean, yeah.
Well, he's all like, whoa. It's like the point of view cam on his face. He's all like, whoa, because he was shook.
Yeah. Kind of side note, I loved all of the editing. I loved all of the camera work. I loved everything this whole episode. Music was really good, too.
Yeah, I was like, bro, they're bringing it with, like, the jams.
Like, everything was just cut really well. All mm-hmm. of it was just on point this episode.
Also, the recap was so good.
Yeah, to be fair, this recap was, like, fantastic.
I liked the song. They did a really good recap. Was it, like, the previous season or something? Like, this is the worst recap. This is terrible.
It, like, just tells you, like, the last episode. To be fair, I hate the recaps that literally just tell you, like, literally what happens in the last episode. It's, like, at that point, just watch the last episode, then.
Yeah, just watch the last episode.
Like, you kind of need...
Right here.
Yeah, like, if you need a recap, you need the entire season. Not...
Yeah. Back to Cass asking for help. Poor thing.
Anyway, yeah, so Cass does ask for help, and so they're gonna go get these souls out of him.
Yep.
And they gotta go get the eclipse that Death made, which I thought that was really funny that he's just like, we need to run an eclipse. And
it's
then
like, okay,
Death's like, I'll
made.
Go make one. God.
That is great. He's just like, okay, done. Easy peasy.
Of course, while this is going on, Sam again is having an existential crisis because he thinks, well, he's hallucinating Lucifer.
Lucifer.
The best one. And Lucifer is telling him, none of this is real. Then he's still in the cage and he's being tortured. And to be fair, honestly, this to me, I think is so fantastic.
It is.
Because this is like my worst fear. This is literally, like legitimately like my worst fear.
Listen, I bitch about season 7 a lot, but this is like the one thing they did right.
It's like the hallucinations and everything.
Yeah, and the execution was amazing.
It was so good.
Great job,
team. Was so good. But while Sam is having this existential crisis, Dean and Cass and Bobby are off trying to get these souls back.
Sure.
And I feel so bad for Cass because he's just like, I feel regret. Will you forgive me? And Dean's like, I don't know, man. Like, no. He's like, yeah, I didn't think so.
Cass is just like, I'm literally so sorry. You know, I feel regret about you and like what I did to Sam, blah, blah, blah. And Cass is pretty much just like, does that make you feel any better?
And he's like, no.
Yeah, he's like, no, not at all.
And then Dean even asked you and he goes, like, no. Like,
and he's just like, great. Anyway,
yeah,
like,
sorry.
And Cass is just like, this is the worst day of my life.
Literally. Well, he's about to die. And he legitimately thinks he's about to die.
He thinks he's about to die. And he thinks his relationship with Dean is so screwed up that Dean's just like, whatever. I'm going to kill you. And I'm not going to feel anything about it.
Yeah. And I think that's what hurts Cass. It's literally like not like Cass is going to die. It's that knowing that like the Winchesters, who he held very close to, are going to hate him forever.
And that they're still upset.
Yeah.
Sam forgives him. He prayed to him. He forgives him. Uh-huh. Dean, not so much. And of course, as we've talked about before, Cass can't have that.
Yes.
And so he's very distraught.
I don't know. It was just kind of sad that I was just like, you know, he's just trying to ask for forgiveness before he dies. And then...
He didn't get it.
He didn't get it. And then all the souls leave. And then... But then again,
Dean loses his mind.
When he thinks he's dead. Literally. Oh, I'm like, what? He's just like, Cass, girl. And then like Bobby's like, he's gone, Dean. And what?
I'm sorry. The juxtaposition of that conversation is honestly so funny. He's just like, no, that didn't make me feel better. Apology not accepted. And then he's just like, Cass, oh my God, you're dead.
Literally. Well, he gets like so upset, and then he's just like, Chris, you're a child. Why didn't you listen to me?
So
and
I'm stupid. Like, oh damn my it. God. You're dead now.
Like, and I was just like, after all of this, you were so upset that he's dead. And I understand. He's upset with a person in the relationship he had built before.
Yeah.
But it's like, you would think you'd be well past that when it's been months and months and months.
It's been like a year. You should be well past
You
that.
Should be well past
Dean
this.
Dean is
like,
not.
He is not. He literally is not. And then it's funny that Cass is just like, oh, I'm awake. And he Cass, that was unpleasant. I'm like,
oh my Cass. God.
And Dean's just like, oh my God, thank the Lord you're alive. Like, I don't know what I would have done. And then, you know,
basically
all hell breaks loose when he's
well, Cass seems fine. You know, he's just, he comes back to himself. He's like, I'm ashamed. And he looks so upset. Like, he needs, he can't even meet Dean's eye. Okay. He's so ashamed. He says the thing. He's like, I'll find a way to redeem myself to you. He's looking right. He looks so vulnerable and earnest. And Dean's just like, okay. Cause Cass's like, I mean it, Dean. I mean it. He's like, okay, yeah, I get it. You mean it. That's fine. And then
it doesn't work because Leviathans just come out and kill him.
Kill him?
They pretty much take over his vessel. But then Cass, where's Cass? He's like, he's gone. It's us now. We're in here and we're going to take over. And then we leave Godsteel to Leviathan Cass. Literally, Cass has so many things. From right now, we've had season four Cass, which I don't know who, there's a label on that.
I don't know, like
OG Cass, yeah. The end cast.
Oh God, the end. We had like Jimmy.
Godcast. Godsteel. And then Leviathan cast. That's five, right? Yeah.
I guess we count Jimmy. That's really more of a Misha thing. But.
Oh, the French Mistake one? That's a sixth one? Yeah.
If we count.
I'd count that one. Well, because people... I mean, which I guess it doesn't matter. Because technically Leviathan cast is a cast, but like it is though.
It is, though. So, we've had six different versions of Cass at this point. And Misha kills it every single time.
It's fantastic.
He looked unhinged.
Dude, I swear to you, Leviathan Cass is my favorite. So continuing on to the next episode, he is just fantastic.
I mean, he's like, this is going to be so much fun.
Well, because he's just like, so unhinged. His, like, facial expressions is so, like, expressive. Because Cass is very, just very serious and, like, straight. Yes, and everything. But then Misha gets all out and he's just like, like, unhinged energy.
Absolutely. That's what he does best.
So with Leviathan Cass too, he's just leaving because the Leviathans can't stay in this body anymore because it's dripping gook and guck and yuck and all this other stuff that we continue on, which I really enjoy with like the fairy episode. You don't see the ugh. But these Leviathans are pretty smart. Well, a few things. Why is there just like a public water supply open and they're like, don't go in it? I'm like, so you're saying no animals go over it? It was just a little odd.
I don't know how municipal water supplies work.
It was just weird. It was just very strange. But he disappears. And then Dean finds Cass's coat in the water because Cass has disappeared. And again, Dean looks so upset about this.
He's very upset.
Dean, the whiplash you were giving me, boy.
Listen. You know, he picks up the trench, he safely folds it, like, he's wrapping it around his hands, his voice breaks, his eyes are watering, he's just like, damn it, which is the thing he just said a minute ago when he thought Cass was dead.
Mm-hmm.
But now he's, like, kind of actually dead.
Yeah, because he's gone, his body's gone.
Yeah, he saw all the ugh go into the water supply. Mm-hmm. So it's really hitting him for real this time, I think.
I don't know. It was just kind of wild that I was like, Jesus Christ, Dean, how many times are we going to go through this?
A lot.
Yeah, we are. So, spoiler alert, Cass is not really dead, almost.
Oh, right. I forgot. Spoiler alert. Yeah, he doesn't stay dead.
I just kind of realized this entire time we're just like, yeah, Cass is dead. Ah, whatever.
I mean, oh my God, a tragedy.
He comes back. Trust me, you'll get angry. Well, I think the thing is, too, is like, funny
Everyone's
enough.
Like, the season sucks.
Because we watched up to season 8. Mm-hmm. And like, honestly, I don't even remember if I knew if Cass lived or not. Because I said that. Did I?
You did, because you were just waiting for it. You're like, I was waiting for the episode, and I knew what episode it was, too.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, you did. You did. You told me when we saw it, and I was like, oh, he's back. And you're just like, yeah, I was waiting for this episode. I knew that he came back, and I knew it was this episode. And I was like, oh, okay.
No. I'm saying that, like, not during season 7. Because I think I looked it up, because I was really angry about it. I got spoiled for a lot of things in season 8, though. So that's maybe where I got it. Because season 7 took us a long time to get through. I'm saying before. Like, during this episode, did I know he died? I don't know.
I don't know, but I think later on in the season, figured out before we had finished watching the season.
Yes, I knew he came back because I think I was just really pissed off, and then I was like, okay, this can't be it. Obviously. And then I got spoiled for something, and I was like, oh, so he must come back because there was something in season 8. There was something about the angels that happens in season 8 at the end of season 8 that I knew happened, and I knew Cass was there, so I was just like, this doesn't make any sense. I'm confused. So I knew he was supposed to come back, but I being the person, was just like, I'm gonna look up on IMDb because this show's gonna be garbage without Cass. And I was like, oh, here he comes. And then I was like, it's fine.
Yeah, show did almost get canceled, so.
I mean, yeah, why would you get rid of him?
These are facts. We could talk about it all day, but the fact is, Misha carried the show on his back.
I don't know.
Sorry.
I think it was the same thing kind of with Crowley, though, too, because remember in season 6 when he was quote-unquote dead? And I literally was like, I don't think he's dead, because I think I knew I had seen promos for it, and I was like, okay, well, obviously he's on the front cover. He's still alive.
I avoided all spoilers till I was caught up.
Well, I think I just knew.
You just knew by, like, osmosis?
No. I said this about something, and I, till this day, will never remember what show or movie this was. Mm-hmm. That I read something when I was not in the fandom. I just offhandedly read this post. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, whatever. And it was something, like, not even spoilery, but it was, like, some theory or someone was talking about something. And then I watched the first season, I'm assuming, so it's a show. And then I immediately knew the ending. I was just so bummed, though, that I didn't get to live the moment.
I mean, I guess that's fair. I just forget. I'm a baby when it comes to TV shows. No object permanence, okay? If you're not on the screen and you're supposedly dead, I'm like, that's it. You're dead forever. And then I watch more of the show, and then I realize that's nonsense. And then sometimes they don't bring people back you think they're going to bring back, and you're like, oh, guess I'll die.
Anyway, Sam's hallucinations are back. Not that they've ever left in the first place. Right. But they're, like, pretty bad. And also, Lucifer is great.
Lucifer roasted the plot of season 6. He's like, I mean, come on, Sam. This is ridiculous. You come back without a soul.
I know. And, like, they can't figure this out in blue. And I'm like, right? To be fair.
I'm like, oh, my God. He's not wrong, though. Mm-hmm. You say it like that. You nutshell it. And it sounds bonkers. He has a point, though.
I, like I said.
About the torture, though.
I, again, number one fear.
Oh, one fear.
One fear. I feel like people are like, yeah, this would suck. No. Dissociation is a real thing. I already have a hard enough time telling what's real already. I don't need more of this. This is, like, honestly, a real fear. Because him being like, well, you think you're real. Well, and he says you're not real. What's real? Who's and you right? can't tell anything. And you're like, I don't know who's right, who's wrong. It's just a mess. And there's no way to tell because the brain is just so powerful. And you're like, I don't know what is real, what is not.
Your own noggin creates your reality. So, yikes.
Yeah, I just don't like it. It freaks me out.
I think it's a great thing to work with.
I mean, it is a great, great, great idea. It freaks me out. And while, again, Sam is still having his existential crisis, I feel like I'm gonna be saying this for the entirety of season 7. Bobby, the best dad, is just like, how are you doing, Dean? He's just like, I'm fine. And Bobby's like, yeah, you're fine.
Fine.
And I really do like that Dean is just like, okay, I'm not Sam. I can hold it together. I'm gonna lock that shit up in a box and bury it. And Bobby's like, yeah, that's healthy. He's like, oh, okay, don't care. It works for me.
Okay, well, we only got one of me and he's down for the count, so.
So, like, I don't know what you're gonna do. And I was just like, wow. To be fair, Dean doesn't do anything healthy, but his prioritization and compartmentalizing stuff is so good.
Oh, it's great.
But this is what he's just had to do his entire life, so obviously he would be good at it.
Yeah. That's sad and true.
I know. So it's, like, not healthy at all, but he's great at it. Mm-hmm. And I'm kind of impressed, but also I guess he's just had
so many years of practice. Yeah, lots of practice.
And he's like, oh boy, we can't be doing this again. But to be fair, Dean is very sensitive and emotional, though. So I think that if he didn't do this, he would be broken.
Well, absolutely.
And I mean, that's obviously like a stage why you do it.
That's 100%. He'd be out of commission as much as Sam is.
I know. And it's the whole thing of, like, he's just, I'm the big brother, so I have to make sure that Sam's doing okay and everyone else is doing okay.
Bobby really is so funny. He gets Dean, though, because he's like, oh, yeah, you're fine. You know, you just lost one of the best friends you ever had. Brother's in the bell jar. And Leviathan are in the sewers. You're fine.
Yeah, you're fine. Right? And he's like, yeah, I'm fine. Whatever. Yeah, like I said, Bobby. To be fair, though, I wish the boys, like, Dean should just be like, yeah, all things considering, I'm fine. Because they keep asking Sam, like, how are you? And he's like, I'm fine. And I'm like, no shit, he's not fine.
He's got a handle on it.
Yeah, for what we're dealing with right now, he's fine.
That should be their answer. They shouldn't say, I'm fine. They should be like, I've got a handle on the situation.
Because yeah,
that's really or what like, they mean. They're not good. They're in a terrible headspace, both of them. Sam, a little worse than Dean,
like,
let's be honest.
I'm pretty sure at one but point, still. Sam is literally just like, I mean, I'm not fine, but I don't know what you want me to do with it.
Like, I'm not fine, but I'm fine to, like, you know, go or whatever.
Yeah, like, I don't know what you want me to say.
I'm not on the floor, so I'm good.
Yeah.
Which... that's basically how the Winchesters just operate.
I mean, yeah. Anyway, we get a lot of blood cannons this episode.
We start with the 22nd.
Yes.
For the kid in the locker room.
Uh-huh.
It's rough.
Then we get 23rd.
Yep, the surgeon.
And then we get our 24th.
A little later, yep, we get 24, the head nurse.
Dude, I was just so surprised.
This is the season. This is why I'm like, the show has so many blood cannons. Because it's like blood cannon central.
Yeah, I think seven.
That has had three in a row.
I think seven has a lot. The Leviathans are very dirty.
They're munch.
And they just...
I mean, their face is very scary. Blech.
They are terrifying.
Don't like
them. And I don't like them. I mean, they're very smart hunters, though, so...
I mean, you're not wrong.
They're smart creatures, but I don't know what you want me to say.
Yeah, but not great to go up against.
No. Then we get Jody's in this episode, too, which I, again, forgot.
I saw her name. I knew.
I love that we get more Jody in season 7, which is really nice, because I thought Jody and them were, like, pals. And then when Jody calls Bobby, and she's just like, come on, it's Jody Mills. And he's like,
Jody, who is this?
Who is this? And she's like, Sheriff Mills. And Bobby's like, oh. Like, it was so weird. I was like, oh, are we not friends with Jody? I'm very confused, but I guess not.
I think he was just so shook.
I mean, to be fair, like, this woman is calling you at, like, 2 in the morning being like, my doctor's gonna eat me! I might be like...
I was like, sounds like my kind of thing, but who are you?
Yeah, seriously. I mean, that would be very terrifying. This crazy quack of a lady being like, these doctors aren't real! And then the doctor comes out and then eats her.
It's unfortunate that she generally wouldn't have been right. It's just in this one very specific instance, she is correct.
Well, and I like that the Leviathans, like, you know, being the little girls, just like, can you just cut into anyone as you please and take whatever organ you want? And the doctor's like, huh? And she's like, are you Dr. Sexy? And... yeah, I like how he's just like,
I'm a surgeon?
Yeah, I know. I like how she continues on with this. Shh, calm down. I'm Dr. Sexy. Like, oh my God.
It's like, what? And then, of course, he's eaten.
Yes, and then he's eaten, unfortunately.
I kind of forgot they were shapeshifters.
I didn't. They're better than shapeshifters. Because you have to remember, the Leviathans were...
They were the OG.
No, I think they do explain this later, and they might not. But I'm pretty sure I read this on, like, Supernatural Wiki. They were supposed to be, like, the mix in between humans and angels. And then they were too mean. And so God's like, fuck this.
Didn't work.
And then made the angels. But then they were too... not enough free will. And he didn't like that. And
then
so then he
annoying.
Made... yeah, and then he made humans.
He was like, all right,
because he's like, there's
this
half middle between thing.
Middle ground.
Yeah.
Sure. That could be a thing. But they gotta go after these.
They do. They do have to go after these.
Dean already got sent to go check out the boys in the locker room.
Mm-hmm. There's ugh on the wall, which I enjoy that, like, that's the marker.
He sees the blah.
And then Bobby going in as a federal agent, like, who did this sloppy work? And then the doctor's like, you're Bobby Singer. And he's like,
no.
He's like, I saw you through the angel's eyes. And Bobby's just like, balls! Like, I gotta get through this. And, you know, he tries to shoot the doctor. Full silver, by the way.
Shotgun's not gonna work, Bobby.
Yeah, silver doesn't work. And I'm just like, creepy. Then we see the Leviathan's mouth for the first time, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah,
which
this is when we
horrible,
see it.
Horrible.
It's gross.
I don't even know what kind of...
it's like a head just opens up, half unhinged, and it's just a mouthful of teeth and, like, two tongues.
Ugh. Yeah, it's pretty bad. They're pretty ugly creatures.
Yeah.
I mean, an actual Leviathan, if you think about it, is supposed to be a real mythical creature. They're pretty ugly looking. They're supposed to be weird, creepy, not dragons, but lizard things, sea monsters, like kind of like a mixture of just not fun things.
Gross.
Yeah. But I like that Bobby gets the hell out of Dodge there, too. But then again, we see Sam having another existential crisis. Well, just hallucinations, because you think it's Dean. And I knew right away. I was like, I'm 95% sure that this isn't Dean. And see, this one fear. Dean's like, come on, let's go. Let's go on this ride. We have to go fight these Leviathans. And Sam's like, okay, Dean. And he goes off and he takes Baby, doesn't he? Yeah, he takes Baby.
He does.
And I even said this before because this episode was also shot nicely. And they just thought about this. Like, you know, they get out of the car, right? And they're just chatting and everything. And first of all, Dean's also being, like, really rude to Sam. A little bit more ruder than normal. Okay. Also, can we appreciate that? Not appreciate, but Sam always thinks the worst of Dean. Every time Sam has hallucinations or it's not actually Dean, Dean is so hard on him.
Well, it's always his worst nightmare is Dean telling him he's a freak and that he hates him or whatever. Sam's one fear, okay? So that makes sense.
I mean, yeah.
Well, you were never going to be okay. Like, yeah, I'd be afraid if my big brother said that to me.
Well, and then also he gets out of the car and he's like, come on, let's go do this. And he's like, and this is gonna help? Like, poor Sam is just like, okay, whatever you say, Dean.
Yeah,
like,
he trusts him.
Let's go. But anyway, when Sam gets out of the Impala in the passenger side door, you see Dean walk around and Sam is holding the car keys. And yeah, I did rewind prominent. It because we want to make sure. Yeah. He was always holding the car keys. Mm-hmm. Dean did not give it to him. So, and it makes sense because Sam is hallucinating. He would not remember driving there.
Right. He would have had to drive himself.
And he would have to drive himself. And that was just, oh my God, it's so bad. Because, of course, he's like, yeah, Sam, you think this is a office place? Yeah, it's a warehouse. And then Sam's like, what is going on? And like I said, one fear. One gram fear. I don't like this. Mm-hmm. Because, again, big fear of mine. Being like, oh, yep, this is normal. And then all of a sudden you wake up and then...
Your big fear is the moment where it's just like, oh, I'm sorry. You think I'm Dean.
Yeah, literally. And you're like, excuse me?
One fear. Although that was a great tactic, I'm going to say, by Sam's own noggin. It's too bad. Sam, if you were stupider, this probably wouldn't happen to you.
You know, funny enough, I was just thinking about that. I was like, Sam is too smart for this. This is why he's having, like, horrible hallucinations.
If only you were dumb, Sam, you'd be fine.
I know. And I'm just like, oh, no.
But I like that he hurt Bobby. Remember, Sam's talking to Bobby, and Bobby's checking in with Sam, and Lucifer just stabs Bobby through something like that fire poker while he's talking. Shock Sam's like, whoa. But instead, he changes up. He's like, you know what'd be even better? If I pretend to be Dean, his fave.
Well, and then it turns
out I'm not. Oh, that'll mess with him real good.
Well, because Lucifer even says, he's just like, I'm just trying to wait. Because Sam's just like, why are you doing this then? Like, what's the point of all this? And he's like, to get you to the very end.
He's like
to get you
sport.
To the end. Like, yeah, let's do this. And then, oh, dude, this was a juicy line, and it was kind of like stabbed me a little bit because I was like, oh boy. Because Lucifer's like, why do you think you keep cleaning your guns, Sam? And to me, that's kind of a sign for people sometimes. Why do you keep handling this weapon? What is your fascination with it? Why can't you put it down? And people sometimes are like, oh, I don't know. Because that was kind of reminds me of Dean.
Well, Dean pointed that out.
Yeah.
He's like, look at him, just sitting there silently field stripping his weapon.
Yeah, that's not weird. Sus. Yeah, that's super weird. It's one thing if you were just like, oh, I'm doing it for stress, but it's like, why? You couldn't do something else. You just want to go over your gun again and again and again and again. For what reason? I don't know.
Just gotta make sure it's all ready to be
loaded.
Used.
Yeah. But I like that Dean does come in and he's just like trying to like explain to him. Also, I was laughing really hard because Sam's just like waving this gun around again. And
not
Dean
funny.
Being like, this discussion does not require a weapon discharged.
Does not require weapons discharge.
Like, seriously,
he's
Sam,
like,
put the
please,
gun away.
Please.
Sam, and I do like Sam's just like, okay, you're not wrong. I don't have to shoot people.
He's like okay, loose. either way, whether you're hallucinating or not, that's fair. That's fair.
That's a fair point. But I really hate this, that Dean, okay, this killed me. So Dean's just explaining to Sam, like, look, there's a difference. Look at your hand. You did this. You did this here. I patched it up. There's a difference between hell trauma and this. I would know this. Come on, look at this. And he gets the pain and it gets through to Sam to be like, oh, it's not real. I kind of can tell, like, I'm still having hallucinations, but I know what's real and what is not real.
Mm-hmm.
And this stabbed me in the heart because I was like, how did Dean know so perfectly how to get through this?
Mm-hmm.
Because Dean would have to deal with his trauma when he was in hell, or just like honestly any trauma. Well, mostly obviously hell is the biggest one. But how would he figure out that pain in the real life would work? Like, how would he know that? Because Dean really digs into his hand to be like, look, this is different. This hurts. This is real. You're here. Look, it helps you block it out. And also, to be fair, even if you were having mental issues, and yes, your brain can cause physical pain, but if you are having physical pain already, your brain, I think, can sort itself out between like mental pain and physical pain.
It knows that it's not causing that pain. That pain was caused by something else.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And in reality, your brain wants you to get rid of it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it definitely knows that. So I'm just like, Jesus Christ, Dean, what were you doing to like prove to yourself that this wasn't a dream? This kills me inside.
Because you know what? He's right. He probably was just like, this could be a trick.
Mm-hmm. He probably was.
Yeah. He was probably just like, this could be a trick. I don't trust it. Maybe when he checked himself out with the knife, just to prove to Bobby he was real, that might have helped him too.
Well, yeah. I'm thinking for like his own, maybe he was just like, okay, I'm out.
When
let's
stuff
do this.
Happens and then like,
and then he
just
like
I'm not
takes
sure.
a break and then he's like, wait, is this real though?
Dean's desperate to get Sam to believe him. Sam looks like touch and go.
Yeah.
Really just on the brink. Really proud of Dean for pulling him through.
I am
really
impressed.
Impressive.
Yeah, I am impressed. I'm surprised it was so quickly. I kind of thought this went on for a little longer, but like this happens throughout season 7.
He just struggles with it.
Yeah.
He knows that he got out and that he's not actually in the cage. That's something he knows and he believes it and he knows it. But the hallucinations are still there.
But anyway, the boys go back to Bobby's house. Mm-hmm. I was very sad. Bobby's house is burned down.
Yeah, I forgot. Yeah, I thought it was later.
I forgot it was later, too. Well, I was like, I kind of vaguely remember this happening, but they get, like, a new house so quickly that I just kind of forgot. And then you pointed out something that happens later this season that I was like, well, you're not wrong.
There's a limited amount of episodes this could happen in.
Yeah, seriously. So I was like, oh no. But also, I was just so sad because I was like, this is their home. It was burnt down. Like, what are they going to do? Now they have this stupid Leviathan Edgar behind him and they're being like, yes, Winchesters, you are annoying. I'm going to kill you. The boys are just kind of like, get in line. No. I'm tired of this.
Bobby's house burning down, though, I was like, oh my god, no, they're home. And then I was like, oh my god, the lore!
I know, literally, as soon as Dean picked up that book, I was like, oh no, the lore. Well, and then again,
the Library of Alexandria all over again.
Seriously, was it Dean who tries for a headshot, right? Or was it Sam?
Shoot, I don't remember.
I kind of think it was Sam now. I don't know. Maybe anyway. It was Dean. I don't know. One of the boys went in for a headshot, and obviously it doesn't work, so silver and headshots don't work. How are we supposed to kill these darn things?
Oh, Sam, right? Because then Dean drops the car.
Yeah, right. You're right. I also like that they all had the same idea. And of course, car droppings don't work on them. But to be fair, I don't know why they...
slows them down.
Thought it wouldn't work. I mean, yeah. I do really like, though, that Sam in this episode and then the following episode, in the past episode, I'm surprised this boy doesn't have a concussion already. I'm surprised this boy is still walking. He has had so many head wounds. I'm surprised his spinal cord has not snapped already.
He keeps getting head trauma.
Like, people just keep hitting him. Edgar just, like, whipped him with a wrench. And I was oh my god.
That can't help his hallucinations any.
No!
They're making him worse.
They're making him so bad. He can't catch up with anything. His brain is just like, please, stop getting hurt. For two goddamn minutes. Please.
I just need rest.
I just need something, I know. Well, and then it was, it was funny that Dean broke his leg. Your characters that you love, you kind of, like, want them to hurt sometimes. It's, like, juicy.
Otherwise there's no drama.
I remember this because they did this on an episode of Psych, and it's the episode Sean Takes a Shot in the Dark.
Great episode.
That they were like, I don't know, is this too hard? We're hitting the shit out of Sean really badly. This is kind of, like, really bad.
He's got a mouth on him. He needs to end up with consequences at some point.
I know.
Well,
and then the producers were like, I don't know, is this too much? And they got a review off it, and everyone's like, hit him harder! Do you know what I mean? And they were like, oh!
Everyone's like, finally, this guy needs to learn to shut up. He doesn't learn to shut up.
Oh my god, and I was just like, oh! Like, people are like, really? So, yeah, you want to beat the crap out of your characters sometimes. Yeah, you want to ring them through. That's the thing about Supernatural, that sometimes they, like, half-heartedly and half-ass some things. They just need to go through with it.
It's tricky with the show, because either we really want these boys to be put through the ringer, or we're just like, please leave them alone for 2 seconds.
Well, it's not even like the ringer of the apocalypse. It's just little basic stuff. Like, Dean breaking his leg. That's super wholesome to me. Because, like, he's just...
that's cute.
He's just stuck there. What else is he going
to
do?
Some mundane little thing that happens to him that can happen to, like, anyone.
Yeah, this is funny. And then also it's funny because he's like, Sam, you have to get up. You have to carry me. You have to want to carry me.
I'm the one with the broken leg. You have to carry me.
I know, which I thought it was funny. Also, Dean calls 911. Yeah. What?
What else is he going to do?
I don't... I guess at that point, when Bobby's gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was rough.
And they're all dead.
Then they're like, yeah, we're going to go to, like, Sioux Falls General. And she's like, please, anywhere but there.
Please.
Anywhere. Like, yeah, sure, yeah, seriously. And, like, Sam,
you don't understand. The doctors are monsters.
Yeah, just say that. You'll be in a psych ward.
Anyway. Okay, buddy.
Yeah. Anyway, on to the next episode. Again, we just kind of roll right in. Bobby's alive. Don't worry about that. And I also love that Dean is trying to get out of his bed and he is just broken-legged. I don't know what you thought you were doing. And Bobby's just like, what are you doing on the floor? And he's like, Bobby, you're alive? Like,
he's shook.
Like, yeah, dummy. Come on, get it together. And he's like, what's wrong with you? And he's like, I'm on a lot of pain medicine. I don't know what they gave me.
He was trying.
He definitely was. It was super wholesome, too, because then you know that, oh yeah, I forgot, the episode before, Dean leaves a phone call to Bobby, something along the lines of, like, I swear to God, if you're dead, I'm gonna kill you! Do you know what I mean? No, you can't leave.
Yeah, no, he's like, I swear to God, if you were dead, I'm gonna strap me and my beautiful mind brother in this car, and I'm gonna drive us off a pier, okay? You cannot be dead.
He just can't get through this, and it was just super wholesome that I think that Bobby was like, I got your phone call, son. Like,
he does the whole face pat, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He got the voice now.
He got it, and I was like, oh, Bobby.
Wholesome.
But they go to Bobby's safe house after doing this whole rigmarole.
Bobby's or was it Rufus's?
Oh, it was Rufus's. Well, it's Bobby's now. But it was Rufus's old safe house.
Yeah.
After they do this whole rigmarole to get Sam out, Mm-hmm. Like, they were like, oh, this guy, he's not paying on insurance. Ah, he's going to county. Like, what?
Right.
No nurse in their right mind would let some rando just take some comatose patient out.
They didn't read his chart. I don't know.
I don't know. And then Dean just, like, hobbling out, like, book it! Go!
I don't question anything.
I mean, yeah, you're not wrong. But anyway, they're in Rufus's safe house. I really like that Dean, again, is put up. Because he broke his leg.
Yeah.
Also.
You're going to do it? You're going to say it?
Yeah. His jeans. They put Jensen's jeans on and then put the cast on. His jeans weren't rolled up. They weren't cut up. Unless Dean cut up his jeans. But that seems a little weird. Why didn't he? Honest to God. Why didn't they just put the man in some shorts? Dean not own a pair of shorts?
No. Obviously he owns like two pairs of jeans. But you were just like, do you see that? His jeans? I'm like, he's wearing jeans? Okay. And you were like, yeah. The cast? I'm like, what about it? You're like, it's over his jeans. I'm like, no. They're like rolled up. They're like cut off. You're like, no, they aren't.
No,
they. And she backs up the episode. She's like, look at them. And I look, and I'm like, oh.
They literally just put the cast right over it. Like, I was like,
it looks like they did, unless they somehow cut it perfectly, which I don't think a hospital would. Also, Dean would have to cut up another pair of his jeans.
No. Back it up, Chuck. Back it up.
What?
No, the hospital would have just cut Dean's pants completely off. They would have been unwearable.
Right.
And then...
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, unless somehow the hospital had done that?
No, but then Dean wasn't in jeans at the hospital, though.
Right.
So, like, I'm like, how in the world... What? Oh, my God. How did he get out of the hospital? I just realized.
What do you mean?
He put on clothes. How did he get his jeans over...
They're boot cuts.
Yeah, but it went past his knee, though. It went up to, like, his mid-thigh.
You're right. It did go past his knee.
Dude... Bad. This was just, I was just like, this just does
That's
not
why
make
took
any
so
sense.
Long to get to the ambulance.
I guess, but how would you fit your jeans over? I'm just really
You're
confused.
Right, he was dressed.
He was dressed.
Right? When he got into the ambulance?
Yes, he was dressed. He was not going around, because he was just like a random person walking around the hospital at that point. He wasn't getting random looks because he was no longer on a hospital gown. If he took his hospital gown off, he would need pants.
So then Dean would have had to cut his own pants up?
How would he put it on, though, is the question. He would not have been able to get through this cast. Through his...
Maybe he...
Right? Dude, it doesn't make any sense. And you're telling me he doesn't own any shorts. He could have worn boxers! Who is walking in this house?
I'm so sorry. I'm
You're shook.
The hospital thing. I understand the at-home, whatever. Sure, fine, whatever. That's definitely a problem, but I... totally overlook the fact that he's wearing clothes when he gets in the ambulance. And you're right. I'm trying and I can't.
How would he do this? He's hopped up on morphine.
I was going to say he's on pain meds. He's all out of his noggin.
You're telling me he could put some jeans on?
Supernatural writers, jeans. Drop your location. I just want to talk.
Jeans that the hospital would have cut up.
Well, that's fine.
Hospitals don't.
Well, if they just. Well, then that would have worked if they cut up his jeans and so they would have just been like all kind of like messed up. He could maybe could have tucked out a little bit in the cast.
I'm looking at something now. You see it poking through.
Just a little bit. Yeah, right there. Yeah.
But he still has pant leg. Okay.
That makes sense.
This makes better sense. I got really worried. And then they probably just cut it off. I feel less bad now.
I still think that when we see Dean at the cabin in the cast, it's like, it looked like they didn't tuck it or anything.
No, they probably didn't actually. But yeah, I was just like, looks a little weird. I don't know why this man is wearing jeans. This is not comfortable. Also, he was in bare feet. He wasn't wearing shoes. And I was just like, wow, first time they've ever not worn shoes.
Well, it's not like he can run anywhere.
I know, yeah. So
a need arises. Oh, and Jensen directed this episode.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot to mention.
It's a bad episode.
Whatever.
Anyway, so the Leviathans have hits on their card. So, of course, they're tracking the boys, which I was just like, this is a thing. Okay. I like that this is kind of where the more Dean loves pie comes in. Because, you know, Sam goes to the store and he's like, please, the pie! Mm-hmm. Bring me pie! And then Sam doesn't bring him pie.
He brings him cake.
Also, I really like that you could just see one bite out of it and it's like pushed to the side. And I was like, I could just see Dean being like, it's not the same.
Yeah,
it's not the same. But like...
You're right, because cake is better than pie.
No.
Yeah.
No, not necessarily.
Absolutely necessarily. Pie's gross.
Oh, pie is so good sometimes.
It's never a time where pie's good.
No, it is. And then, I don't know, just...
Sam's still struggling, you know, even a few weeks later with the Lucifer thing.
Mm-hmm.
Dean's still super worried about him.
Yeah, but Sam decides to go off on his own. And again, I love note he leaves Dean. That's just like, go leave, be back in a little bit. Bye!
Back in a few days. I'm fine. That's it.
Yeah. I feel like I did not have a lot of notes for this episode, but it was pretty big. Because Sam goes off to kill a... didn't write the name down of it.
Amy. Her name is Amy.
Yeah, but what's the monster?
It's a kitsune.
Kitsune, that's it. I was like, I can see it. It spells with a K. Because Sam hunted this when he was younger. Baby Sam.
Well,
he did the research, and then Dean and John went to go hunt it. And it was Amy's mother, who was the kitsune, who was, like, killing people. And they needed human organs, but they also needed the pituitary gland to live. Like, the that's pituitary. Their thing. And I was like, oh, okay, like, Sam going back. A, to make sure that he kills Amy, because now Amy is this monster, and that he shouldn't have let her go.
Right, now she's murdering people all over the town.
Mm-hmm. I felt bad for Amy, because Amy does explain, listen, my kid is sick. We needed this. And to be fair, Amy did kill not good people.
That guy was going to be a drunk driver.
I just realized she only killed one person, I think.
One of that was a couple.
Was it someone else? Because here's the thing. He went to go check the morgue, but all of the morgue people's brains were missing. But I think she already worked there, though, so it didn't matter. Like, if Sam went to go check all the bodies again, obviously all of the pituitary glands would be missing because she took them. Or all their organs would be missing because she took them.
Right.
I don't remember. Maybe she did kill someone else. But anyway, her son was fine again, though. Because he needed fresh meat.
Yeah, the fresh meat, and she got it for him, and it was good.
It was fine. And Sam was like, okay, sounds good.
I loved these flashbacks.
I know.
I love them a lot, because honestly, Amy, I think, started Sam's sort of gray area thinking.
Well, yeah, because all the coolest people are freaks.
She's like, That's what she says. I'm supposed to kill you, and you're supposed to kill me? Why?
I know.
Sam's like, oh,
to be fair, it was really heartbreaking when she's just like, I'm sorry, my mom's weird, my mom's weird. Just leave, just leave. And then he's like, that's my dad and brother and that stinking Impala. And she's like, and then she's like, what? And then he's like, I have to kill you now. And then she's like, no. And I'm like, to be fair, it's like kind of heartbreaking. I was like, oh.
Yeah, it's really sad. Although Sam was great. He liked her. He goes, Dean, how do you talk to girls?
I know, so I know. Cute.
And then those boys are just harassing her. Sam's like, I don't think so. The lady doesn't want to talk to you, and beats the hell out of him. Pretty funny. Baby Sam, what a bad bitch. Love him.
I like that she's Liv and iZombie, being a mortician who eats the humans. That's a good idea.
If you're going to watch another CW show, it should be iZombie. iZombie, really good.
It is really good. I don't know. This episode was overall good until the very end. Also, Sam has more head trauma because Amy keeps whacking him in the head. I'm like, can we stop with him?
Okay. Amy whacked him in the head, and then when Sam gets back to the motel Dean's already at, because obviously he immediately went to go get him and cut his own cast off.
Like a psychopath.
He knocked Sam on his ass.
I know!
Jared flew backwards. Like,
Dean, what are you doing?
Please, he's already had head trauma today.
Stop! Already!
His daily quota of head trauma has been reached, please.
Seriously, please stop. But anyway, I really hate the rest of this episode, so we could just stop talking about it.
Yeah.
Sam tries to explain to Dean that we don't, like, he's like, I took care of it, whatever. I knew this happened. I did not know it was here. I thought it was much, much, much later.
Nope.
Dean goes back and kills Amy. And he says something to her. I can't wait for the other shoe to drop. And again, I'm just like, to me, this is bad writing for Dean. Because Dean has already lived this black and white area. We're done with that. He knows about the gray area. I think he would do this. But I think he's so traumatized because of Sam. Because he knows the other shoe, A, had dropped. And is going to drop again. Because he says this to Bobby, like, last couple episodes. Listen, our life isn't that good. I'm fine, but I know this isn't going to stay. Because our life sucks. Nothing goes good for us. Everything always sucks. So I think he's just like, I just need to kill you. I don't want to tell you. I just have to do it. But to me, because the kid walks in and is just like, oh my God, like you killed my mom. And he's like, don't kill anyone or I'll kill you too. And then the kid was just like, I'm going to kill you. And he's like, okay, hit me up if I'm still alive. To me, I'm like, I feel like Dean wouldn't do that, especially now after Ben and Lisa, because now this is this kid that they're dealing with.
Well, the problem is that he goes back into the black and white sort of mindset. You know, like Dean tells Sam, he's like, you got to kill her. It's that simple. It seems like nothing in our lives is simple.
I know.
Are you serious? How have you not learned this already?
It was just super weird.
Sam feeling like a freak again.
Why are we going back to season two?
It is.
I'm so confused.
The whole thing regresses to like season two because, okay, it was weird. I don't know. Was it weird for Dean to kill Amy?
I think it was weird
because
for Dean to kill Amy.
At this point, because I'm not sure it makes sense with his character development that he's already had, because I'm not really sure this regression is like the right move. Maybe because Cass had recently betrayed him and he was a monster and he's like projecting, which like turns into him regressing.
Yeah,
to, like,
he could be grieving because of Cass.
Yeah,
because,
like, and you know, and Sam said, trust me, but he's all lost his mind and like Cass said that to Dean and Cass ended up being dead. So why even trust anyone anymore, especially monsters? Sam is an honorary monster because of the whole freak conversation. Sam aligns himself with Amy. He's like, we're just, we're both like freaks or whatever. So You know what I mean? It's a weird... We always get these weird questions in Dean's, like...
Psyche
and his behavior when Dab is involved. Because Dab and Laughlin, they're like the team writers or whatever for this episode. It's always so weird. Dab is fine writing Dean until there's always going to be one thing. And we're like, that's kind of weird.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's weird with everything that's going on. I think it's weird because we're looking into it. So we know Dean's psyche. I'm just saying from an outside perspective, this is really weird. If you're not looking into it, you're just like, why did you kill him?
It's the, your gut reaction is this is a little weird.
Yeah.
It doesn't perfectly flow. And it doesn't seem to directly be because of what had recently happened to Cass. Because we're mostly focused on Sam right now.
Mm-hmm.
But this still doesn't warrant that kind of behavior because Dean's already been through this with Sam. And again, it's like, okay, so he's regressing, but to season like two,
mm-hmm.
like pre-hell, there's no pre-hell Dean anymore. It's post-hell Dean forever and ever now. Like, that's weird.
See, I just think, it's just really weird.
The priorities have shifted so many times now and gray area. But again, because of what recently happened, you know, trust me, blah, blah, blah. Cass betrays him. He was a monster, technically. He's having trouble with that. So maybe it makes sense. It's just kind of weird.
I think it's weird.
It's still kind of weird. Even when we talk about and analyze and apply terms to this, we're still like, I still don't really think this is right.
I think it's just weird just because he kind of lies to Sam about it.
Yeah.
And then hides it from him.
Mm-hmm.
When in reality, I think that Dean was just like, okay, I trust you, Sammy. And then just went behind his back and killed her.
And it's also weird if he's...
And then he left the kid monster.
I was just going to say, if he's thinking in black and white right now, regressing back to that train of thought...
He would kill the kid.
He would have absolutely killed the kid. So why did...
Yeah. It just doesn't make any sense.
He should have killed both of them. Full stop.
Mm-hmm.
If he was going to... If you were going to have him regress, it would have been full stop. And then mm-hmm. obviously he dwells on it and he feels kind of bad about it later when he goes back to that gray area mindset. So it's weird he left the kid. Because like he said, he's doing exactly what Sam did. He's doing exactly what Sam did originally. Because Amy was the kid. She had never killed anyone. Sam let her go. Dean, with the kid, he never killed anyone. He let him go. What? Dean, that's just the same mistake.
Yeah, I don't...
How are you justifying this? It's weird. I'm still getting heated about that. Very strange. Anyway, that's the end of that episode.
That's the end of these episodes.
Yeah.
I feel like nothing happened, but also everything happened.
So many things.
There was nothing hugely noteworthy. These were pretty good episodes, but at the same time, I'm just like...
Well, the Cass thing.
Yeah.
I think the Cass thing takes up, like, the majority, and then they're also shoving the Leviathan storyline in here. They're like, we have to set this up because Cass is dead, so now we have to move on from that.
Yeah. I'm kind of worried. I was, like, really excited for season 7, and then I was looking at these episodes, and then I was like, I think I'm less excited now.
Well, Cass isn't in these episodes, so, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you all for listening.
Mm-hmm.
Be sure to follow us on Twitter at Hunter Hosts. Check out our ratings for every episode and see where they fall in our ranking. Again, we are your Hunter Hosts. I'm Graham.
I'm Sierra.
We are driving off, and we will see you all next time in our rearview mirror. Bye!